brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
That's right, ever since they moved the A-Team to 3 a.m.
Well, you can't go against Hannibal Lecter. I mean,
I see your A-Team and I raise you Airwolf.
Oh, no, I was wrong. Hannibal. Hannibal Lecter's got to eat your liver with five.
Baraka's fool.
Yeah, it's the other Hannibal. Yeah.
No, man. Airwolf. Remember Airwolf?
No, not cool as A-Team.
Helicopter, baby.
Not cool as A-Team. Cool van.
We're going to fight.
Cool van.
We're fighting after the show.
You notice? They sit there and shoot machine guns at everybody and nobody ever dies.
They don't even hit anything.
They don't hit.
Yeah. They're like stormtroopers.
Yeah. Stormtroopers. Yeah.
They're like us after a show.
Yeah, exactly.
Not hit.
Oops.
Bleep that.
Yeah. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, and coffee, and anything else you can drink. And here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. From Hardin's Creek, we have their release number one called Jacob's Well. We have the Hardin's Creek release number two, Colonel James B. Beam. And from Bardstown Bourbon Company, we have Discovery.
A lot of whiskeys.
We have Discovery Series number 7, number 8, and number 9. And from Bardstown Bourbon Company, we have Fusion number 7, number 8, number 9. And these are the last ones in those two series because they are now transitioning over to their own 100% their own distillate. So, and that's the Origin series, which we have ready to queue up for another show in the very near future. So let's have Harm tell us all about our sips ratings.
Well, thank you, Bob. I'd like the callers to call in and give me an accent to do. Remember when Alan would think thought we were a live radio show.
He still thinks we're a live radio show. Yeah.
All right. So because I'm a good old boy, I'm gonna do it like this. Here are our sip ratings for discussing our whiskeys today. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. Two sips. Nice. But what else you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. That's interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
I can't keep this up.
It's the worst Southern accent I've ever heard. Sounds like somebody from Wisconsin trying to do a Southern accent.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to move it to this then.
Oh, your mother's going to be so upset with you now.
He's channeling his inner Deliverance.
Four sips. Let us keep this secret to ourselves. Please pour me another.
Well, to be fair, they're from Southern India.
Could you hear my head swivel side to side?
Yeah. Southern India, same thing.
Okay, now. Five sips. Oh, my. I was unaware anything could taste this good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Tell you what, instead of that, could you say, have you tried turning it on and off again?
Okay. If you have a problem with the whiskey, unplug it. Make sure it's plugged in first.
Yeah.
Make sure. Is it plugged
right,
in?
Turning it off.
Turn it on. Turn it off.
Yeah. Is that solve your problem? Have a good day. Thank you for recording technical support from Microsoft.
Cork the bottle, then uncork it.
Yes. Because it's not a sprinkle.
Yeah. We're all going to hell. All right. Awesome. So,
yeah, thanks.
So let's have Justin. But there's only one at the table that just disappointed his mother, and it's not the three of us. So.
That's right.
My mother, my father, my grandparents. They're coming after me.
I'm not talking about the accent. I mean in general. So let's have Justin tell us about our whiskeys from Hardin's Creek.
Hardin's Creek is an ongoing series of annual releases made at the Fred B. No Distillery by No Son Freddie. the master distiller of the Fred B. No Distillery. Each set of releases will showcase the breadth and depth of the James B. Beam Distilling Company's whiskey-making credentials, inclusive of age, blending, mash bill, distillation, barrels, rickhouse locations, and more. The inaugural releases of this series are Jacob's Well and Colonel James B. Beam. So our first whiskey is Hardin Creek Jacob's Well Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's 54% alcohol by volume, or 108 proof. Jacob's Well is a blend of 16-year-old traditional bourbon and 15-year-old high rye bourbon. This edition pays tribute to the first family distiller, Jacob Beam, and the well he built in 1795. And I want to find out where this deep well of straight bourbon and rye blend whiskey is, because I'm bringing a straw. The color of this is kind of a light orange. On the nose, it was sweet vanilla and caramel with like nice bold oak. On the palate, you get that beautiful oak char married with some fruits, and the finish is not half bad. What did you think, Brent?
That means it was half good too. So yeah, I got the same notes on the nose, on the palate. Yeah, I got a lot of spice on the palate. I got it overwhelming with spice. That oak, the oak tannins and the spice really came through, I guess, because of the ages of the 15 year and the 16 year bourbons, the rye and bourbon. It's very impressive. I mean, they did a good job with the blending of these two. I look forward to what he's going to be doing in the future. This is a good start for him, and I like it. Harm?
Neither of you guys mentioned the fruit. I get red berries and apricot jam on this. I agree with you 100% with the oak spice. It's all there. But sweet vanilla, caramel, then I get those red berries and apricot jam, and then rich, rich spices. And it's beautiful. The oak char is there, just like you said, Justin. The fruit and it's the fruit that shines with this. It's not just all over. It's not over the top char. It's not over the top spice. There's a really good rich fruit inside, and it's got a long sweet finish. I enjoyed it.
There's a little mango chutney in there.
Look, this isn't a Romulan labor camp. I don't have to answer your questions, and I don't give a damn what you think.
I don't have to answer you.
The chutney that's cardamom. There's rich fruit, and that cardamom has come from the mango chutney. I would not call this mango chutney. And I
just did.
I'm offended. I'm offended that you think this tastes like mango or anything. The only chutney spice there is the cardamom.
Yeah, there's green cardamom.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, green cardamom in the tip and the nose.
But that was a good call with cardamom. Yeah.
Oh, had a nice fruit. A little bit of oak on the nose and some vanilla.
I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Despite what he said.
Yeah, it's got a lot of stone fruit in it. Brown sugar, kind of slightly charred brown sugar. It's a good one. This one's a good one. Now, I mean, you're starting out with 15 to 16-year-old whiskey, so chances are you're going to put probably something pretty good together with that.
Yeah. It'd be hard to screw it up here.
But, well, you know, I mean, I've had plenty of whiskey that old that was nasty.
Well, where are we coming from? We're coming from Beam, right?
Yeah.
We got they've set up their own distillery for Fred, right?
Yeah, for Freddy, yeah.
They got a lot of barrels to choose from.
Well, I mean, you know, here's the thing. The series that they were doing with him, what was it called?
Little Book.
Freddie's done some great stuff with that little book. I mean, some of the ones that I looked at on paper and I went, oh, I'm going to hate that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, they gave him a lot of leeway, I think, as well.
They let him go pretty much anywhere he went.
What he wanted to do.
The favorite grandson, right?
Yeah, he plays good cornhole too, by the way.
I don't know what that means.
It sounds like something from prison.
It sounds dirty.
Yeah, it sounds like something from prison. I don't want to go there.
I'm joking. I married into Alabama, so I know what cornhole is, and oh my God. Roll Tide, kids. Roll Tide.
We could have got through an episode. We could have got through.
Yeah, no, we couldn't. Not as long as he's here.
I married into it, man.
How do you marry into? How do you marry into inbreeding?
She's blonde and chesty and bare feet.
And her,
she has me wrapped around her finger.
And her parents are cousins. So okay,
and an uncle.
Yeah,
and sister, Alabama.
And nephew. Yeah, if you marry your sister, is she still your cousin? I don't know. So we're going to be rating
If you get a divorce, is she still your sister?
No. She's your ex-sister-in-law. So we're going to be rating the Harton's Creek Jacob's Well Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified. Here.
So we're going to go on to our next one from Harton's Creek, and we'll ask Brent to tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. This is a Harton's Creek Colonel James B. Beam Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 54% ABV, 108 proof. The repeal of Prohibition ushered in a new age of opportunity, and Colonel James B. Beam was quick to seize the moment, setting out to rebuild what had been lost and build it upon further. It took just 120 days for Colonel James B. Beam, also known as Jim Beam, to get Clermont Distillery up and running again, proof that quality is not necessarily a function of time. In honor of the Colonel's legacy, Colonel James B. Beam was crafted. The limited edition 2-year-old whiskey achieves a depth of flavor usually reserved for more mature bourbons by taking it off the still to lower distillation proof, imparting more flavor from the fermentation process and letting the barrel's characteristics shine through at a younger age. So when I tasted this, the first thing I said was, wow, this is young. And Bob's like, well, did you read the description? I didn't. So that tells you where I went with that, you know.
It's mostly 2-year-old whiskey,
and, right? It is, and it's a two, but it's got a lot of good characteristics that we'll talk about in a minute.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing the second whiskey from Harton's Creek, the Colonel James B. Beam Kentucky Straight Bourbon. We're having Brent tell us about that one.
Yeah, so let me get back to this. The color on this is a straw color. It hasn't had the chance really to impart a lot of that oak yet into the bourbon.
It's deeper straw. It's not like really pale.
No, it's not totally pale, but on the nose, I get the corn, vanilla, caramel. It's just your quick and easy notes that you get from a standard bourbon. And on the palate, it's a little bit more. I get some of the oak that comes out, which is surprising me for this young bourbon, but the corn is the overwhelming thing for me on the palate. I get some nuts. I get, it's hard to say if they're not really like walnuts. They're more like peanuts. I've been waiting to say
Enunciate,
your peanuts.
I've been waiting to say that. Vanilla, you get the oak tannins. It's the finish is rather short. I'm waiting for this to see what happens. If you take the same product and wait a few years and see what happens with it, I think you're really going to be looking into something special.
I disagree with you about the short finish.
You don't really get this this kind of flavor out of something so young. So out of 2 years. So you disagree with me on the
short finish. I think the finish is longer, and I agree with you about the corn notes and the greenness of this whiskey. It tastes, as soon as you smell it, like you said, it's young.
Yeah,
it smells green. It smells corny, And then you know what? I come back to it and I approach it and I get lemon curd. There's citrus and there's vanilla. It's not just vanilla and corn. I get a lot of citrus. And on the palate, I got lemon and ginger. And like I said, or like you said, it's more complex than you expect from a two-year-old.
Right.
So, and I got to give it I would give it a medium finish. I would love to make a cocktail with this. Justin, what do you think?
I hate to agree with Harm, but I actually do in this case. I think Freddie probably thinks that this bourbon was going to go wrong in a few years, which is why he pulled it now, but it's pretty good for a two-year. What do you think, Bob?
I think it's a very interesting experiment. I mean, they're taking it off. They're going at a lower proof in entry.
Which gives more flavor.
Which is the way they used to do things back in the day of Colonel Beam. You know, I mean, everybody went in at a lower proof. It was 64 when they changed the federal laws to where you could go in and up to a 125. But, you know, there's not a lot of distilleries doing it. Like Michter's is one. I think, what was Michter's going? I think it's like 107. Right. Something like that. You know, there's a lot of distilleries, especially craft distilleries, are experimenting with going in at that lower proof. I thought
you can distill higher, but you go in at 125.
But 125 is the max barrel proof. But right. It used to be, you know, nobody went in at that. That was raised. And that was the bean counters who did it. It was the accountants. Because if you put more ethanol on the barrel, you have more ethanol at the end. So they had more product to sell. But everybody used to go in the low 100s back in the day. So it's an interesting experiment going back in time the way that they, and I'm sure that's probably why they named it after Colonel Beam.
I like what Michter's does. There's nothing wrong with this.
Yeah. So
let's try this a couple more years.
Yeah. I think it's a very interesting experiment. Considering its age, I think they got a lot of flavor out of it. So, you know, all in all, I think very interesting, interesting whiskey. And I'm looking forward to, you know, some whatever else they have that comes out in this series. So we're going to be rating the Harden's Creek Colonel James B. Beam Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Well-deserved. Three sips.
Interesting.
So let's have Harm tell us about our next whiskeys from Bardstown Bourbon Company.
I'd like to say thank you, Bob, but, you know, I feel like you should thank me.
Horrible and bitter.
So, yeah, you should thank me, Bob. Let me tell you about the Bardstown kids. Bardstown Bourbon Company Discovery Number 7 is 114.5 proof, 57.25% ABV. It is a blend. Now, the Discovery series from Bardstown is designed to showcase the art of blending on an emphasis of old rare whiskeys sourced from different origins. I think a lot of this is Heaven Hill and probably Dickel. I'm not 100% sure on this. 31% is 12-year-old Kentucky bourbon, 75% corn, 13% rye, 12% malted barley. 25% 12-year-old Kentucky bourbon, 78% corn, 10% rye, 12% malted barley. 21% 12-year-old Canadian whiskey, which is freaky, 100% corn. 15% 7-year-old Indiana rye, 51% rye, 45% corn, 4% malted barley. And 8% Tennessee, 17-year-old, 84% corn, 8% rye, 8% malted barley. What an eclectic, weird blend. The color is this orangish copper, really orangey. The nose is sweet corn, vanilla, cherry, and caramel. It is gorgeous. It's on the sweet side. I'm guessing that Canadian whiskey is like too much. 100% corn whiskey from Canada. That stuff comes off the still at 160 proof or higher. That's like vodka. This is where I think it made this light. The palate is medium weight, and it's full of spices. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, the first thing I got on the nose was the corn, but it blew off really quickly, and I got to the vanilla, and then I got some cherry on it as well. But yeah, that corn is just sitting in the glass. It came through, and then it blew right off. So it got rid of that right away, but that may have been the high alcohol content.
Yeah, look, I lived 10 years of, man, when from the time I was 3 years old to the time I was like 13, I lived in Winnipeg, Canada. I still don't like Canadian whiskey. Maybe because I left the country before I could legally drink.
But Canadian
whiskey, man, that's just too high in proof and corn and weirdness. And,
what is a winter peg?
Winnipeg.
Yeah, Winnipeg. You said winter peg.
It's winter peg for a reason, dude. Yeah. -40 below, -60 with wind chill. being thrown off the roof of your house so you could dig yourself out the front door.
Welcome to Letterkenny.
Yeah.
Sudbury, Ontario. Yeah.
Yeah. On the palate, though, I got...
They're warm in Ontario. Go ahead.
Surprisingly, I didn't get a lot of that corn on the palate. I got the, you know, the vanilla, cherry, caramel, the things you expect you're going to get. And I was shocked that there was not a lot of... didn't get the corn. A little bit of oak tannins.
There's good spice, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was very enjoyable. I don't find things that are wrong with it. I just... it's weird. Is the best way to describe it.
It's interesting, the best way. Weird is denigrating it.
Yeah, that corn, the corn's gone. I mean, it was when we first poured it, and about a minute or two later, it was gone.
It blew right off. Yeah. It's just like, it was there, and poof, it's gone.
Yeah.
The rye is really coming through.
You can't even get it back if you tried at this point.
I think it was that high, like he said, it was that high-octane Canadian going in.
What do you think, Justin?
Reminded me of that Savannah candy store where they give away the hot, fresh pralines right off the board, cut you a piece.
Okay, look, I will give you pralines any day, but I don't get the pecans here.
I think it's on the finish.
Really?
Right after you get the
praline hit, the pecans are on the fresh finish. For fresh pralines. Yeah. But I don't get enough nuttiness here.
Well, where are they? You said you'd give them to them any day. Where are they? Yeah, none. You got nothing.
I'm diabetic, man. I can't eat pralines.
I don't care. You don't have to eat them. You just have to bring them.
Yeah, we can eat them.
We can eat them.
Mm. Hey.
I'll make you some pralines.
Yeah, okay.
Looking forward to that.
Butter, brown sugar pecans, baby. I got you.
Yeah, that corn blew off. There's some nice toasted caramel on there. I mean, on the palate, it's... I mean, it's pretty solid. Dark caramel. A lot of barrel char comes through on this. You know, you get a big bump on the barrel char.
They don't say what kind of barrel they use here at all.
Well, whatever barrels each one of those were in, so who knows? Right. I mean, the Canadian was most likely a used barrel, I would guess. But
mostly in neutral.
Yeah, I mean, you get a lot of nice char on it. That gives a little bit of spice and a little bit of a pump at the end. So, yeah, I think this is one of the better discoveries that they've released. I think this one's pretty solid. So we're going to be rating the Bardstown Bourbon Company Discovery Number 7. Well deserved. 3 sips.
Interesting.
So let's move on to our next one from Bardstown. It's the Bardstown Bourbon Company Number 8. It's 114.1 proof, 57.05% ABV. 66% 12-year-old Kentucky bourbon, which was a 78% corn, 10 and 12. 17% Indiana rye at 51% rye, 45% corn, 4% barley. 11% 12-year Canadian 100% corn. Guessing they got a deal on that.
They got a lot of it.
A lot of the Canadian whiskeys people sell generally those 100% rye.
And 6%, 6% of this was 6-year Indiana rye, which is a standard 95.5.
Wonder where that came from.
We'd never guess.
I'm guessing Delaware, right? Yeah. Got a nice color to it, you know, nice light bronze.
What's MTB called now?
Ross and Squibb.
Ross and Squibb, there you go.
On the nose, brown sugar and butter. A little bit of pastry note on it. A little bit of sweetness there on the palate. On the palate, it's a little bit tannic. I get some barrel char, burnt sugar. On the back palate, a little bit of oak. It's got a pretty good finish. Finish goes on. Oh, no, not bad. Not bad at all. What did you think, Brent?
Yeah, on the palate there, I have a burnt brown sugar is what it really is, like what comes to mind with this. The oak tannins, it's very much more of a typical bourbon than the last one that we just tasted.
There's a little more tannin than I would expect for the ages of those whiskeys. You get that when you're 15, 16 and up.
But you only got 66% of a 12-year, so
yeah.
That's probably where they got this.
They got some really good extraction of those barrels. I'm guessing those are top-shelf barrels, you know.
Yeah, and that barrel alone may have been too much to have as itself, so they needed to.
Why you blend. Sometimes some barrels are too tannic because where they are in the warehouse or whatever factors are contributing, so that's why you blend.
Exactly. That's what you want to try to do, is you want to make something that's presentable to people that they're going to want based on what you have. So they worked out. It worked out, and you got something that's, you know, that's probably better than any one of the single bourbons themselves, and that's what you want. A blending of the four is better than each individual. So I think they went in the right direction.
Synchronicity, baby.
Yeah. Justin?
Still stuck in the Savannah candy store. This time I'm getting the dark chocolate turtle.
Are you taking LSD while we do the show?
No.
No, before. If you take it now, it'll hit after show's over. That's just a waste of a good time.
Correct, correct. Yeah. It's dark chocolate, caramel,
Justin's cons. In Savannah.
And yeah, I mean, you know, I may leave the candy store, but not for this expression. It's just a different sweet.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in this one. You guys are all talking it up. I found it smelly.
I like the milk chocolate turtle personally, but this is the dark chocolate turtle.
Well, your mom's disappointed in you, but she hasn't gotten rid of you, so you know.
I don't know where to go from that.
Yeah,
it's this smells hot. It tastes as hot. I don't know. I actually like the next one better, and it's I don't know.
Well, we'll get to that one though.
Not as much brown sugar. Okay. What do you think, Bob?
That's it.
Yep,
that's I'm the one that started it. Okay.
He doesn't remember that far back.
Yeah, I know. It's hard for him. Yeah, it's all that acid.
The acid's hitting now.
Yeah. So what did you think about it, big, giant, 9-foot tucking dog?
Yeah. Why is the ceiling dripping?
Yeah, okay.
You remember those trucks that said ABF on the back? Those semis? I was 16 years old. I'd spent 24 hours awake driving my cousins back from Orlando, and I'm the one driving, and I saw this 18-wheeler in front of me. It says ABF, and in my head it goes ARF, so it's ARF ARF. So that the 18-wheeler in front of me turned into a 9-foot or 18-foot tall Doberman barking at me.
You're not,
at this point I knew to pull over and sleep for 3 hours.
You're not supposed to drive when you're doing acid. I'm
12,
just, yeah.
Well, he said 12 hours from Orlando to here. That was
the first sign of intoxication.
I've been up for 24 hours. And I took my cousins
to drive
India.
12 hours from Orlando.
I can get to Orlando from South Florida in less than 12 hours on a moped. I'm just saying. Okay.
I was a dumb kid.
Well, we're going to be rating the Bardstown Bourbon Company Discovery Number 8, a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
Arf, arf.
So we're going to go to Justin for our last one of the Discovery series.
Okay. So now we're going to be talking about Bardstown Bourbon Discovery Number 7.
Number 9.
Number 9.
Number 9. Number 9. Number 9.
So that number one is 96.
There's no Beatles fans here? God, you guys.
No wonder he was stuck in the candy store. He was a whole page behind. Yeah.
Yes, I was. And 48.
In case you guys can't tell, this is the second show we're recording today.
Right.
The first show was an acid show.
Yeah. This is 48.4% alcohol by volume. It's 48% 4-year-old Bardstown Bourbon Company. 75% corn, 21% rye, and 4% malted barley. It's 22% 4-year Bardstown Bourbon Company, which is 60% corn, 26% rye, 10% wheat, and 4% malted barley, and then 30% 12-year.
What are you reading?
Yeah,
reading? You're on the right page.
He's reading the discovery. He's reading the next expression.
Discovery number 9.
Okay.
It comes right after discovery number 8.
Oh, my God.
So that one's a mix of different.
Yeah, that one's also a mix of different stuff. Okay, what is that mix actually made of, Justin?
Lord have mercy. 2 4-year-old Bardstown Bourbon Companies. One of them has 75% corn, 20% rye, 4% malted barley.
Where are you?
Somebody take that away from him.
Start reading. Just, right
yeah,
there.
Read that.
I was. Okay.
Oh, God, Justin, we're going to call you an Uber.
35% 8-year Georgia bourbon, 12-year Kentucky bourbon, 17-year Tennessee whiskey, and 12% Canadian whiskey.
And 100% corn one again.
And it was 100% corn one again.
Somebody got a deal on that.
Yeah. And it smells pretty decent, better than the sum of its discount barn parts. So, what'd you think, Brent?
Yeah. Okay. This one I got on the nose. I got brown sugar cotton candy is what I got on the nose. It just came through really quick. I like that.
I got golden brown butter.
Yeah. I mean, if I was making cotton candy with brown sugar, this is how it would be. This is what I would think it would smell like. Got a lot of baking spices on it, oak. A lot of your traditional, you know, your vanillas, your caramels.
There's a hint of mint.
Very light mint. That's kind of on the end. That's kind it's of on the end of it.
Yeah. I think it's a beautiful nose.
It is. It's great on the palate. All those flavors come through. I really stuck on that cotton candy flavor. That's like a burnt butter cotton candy kind of thing, like a burnt brown sugar butter.
I don't
know
where you're going with the cotton candy, because to me, cotton candy is gross. It's brown sugar and baking spices and
but it's
bread.
But it's like a lighter version of it. It's like
the last time I talked to cotton candy, it found harm rather offensive as well. So just say,
you know, it's like
I have a 9-year-old. Cotton candy is part of my life. Your kids are older. You haven't seen cotton candy.
But cotton candy is like a light. It's like a light and a fluffy, and you just kind of squeeze it together. That's kind of how I get this with the. How I imagine this.
Still talking about candy, or
we must really want candy.
Yeah,
but
you want some pralines?
Yeah,
but this is great on the palate. They've done a great job blending this one as well. I guess this is the last of what they have with the Discovery, right?
Yeah,
this is the last expression.
Yep, that's it. So everything's going over to Origins now.
Everything is going over. So we'll talk about this one. We'll be back.
Yep.
It's not just the destination. But baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And then she said, wait, we're back on air? Sorry.
Yep. So, I hesitate. I mean, we're just done with Justin for a little while. So,
Justin's ready for vacation. He's going to nap in a couple of weeks. He's done.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
This
Watch
one's
out, Napa. Don't sell him anything.
Yeah, I agree
it
with Brent.
It didn't work out last time.
I definitely get the cotton candy on the nose. But it's like a brown sugary mapley kind of cotton candy as opposed to just like straight up like
right.
Neon okay, so there blue is no stuff. Such thing as a brown sugar cotton
exactly.
candy.
Exactly. We're making that you if we are, had it, it's a lighter it's not like it's the dark like if you took butter and brown sugar and you put
kids,
it in a pan,
your kids
you
would are have getting a, married. You would have had a, cotton candy.
You would
forever.
Have a harder
we,
stinky
kids are in
substance.
College. We live, I had cotton candy last week.
We live in a happy place. Just because you live
cotton
in a sad, you live in a sad and bitter place. We live in a happy place
my
in our heads.
My girl is 9. She is beautiful and lovely in the light of my life. Your
she
children are all
just like the mailman. It's amazing, just like the mailman. Why does she keep calling
cotton
him
candy
daddy?
Is bad.
Why does she keep calling him mailman daddy? I whatever. No, but I'm with Brent. It's got a nice nose. It's got a pretty good palate on it. Again, I think another really well blended whiskey.
This is my favorite of the Discovery series.
Yeah, I like the first one. You like the last one. Justin liked the one we're doing 3 weeks from now. So it all works out for everybody.
Justin's in from a parallel universe.
Yeah. So
y'all got a preview.
Different point in the space-time continuum.
So we're going to be rating the Bardstown Bourbon Company Discovery Number 9, the last discovery. Well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So we're going to move on to our next expressions from Bardstown Bourbon Company. We're going to have Brent tell us about those. Thanks. You got the right page?
I believe I have the right page.
Look at you, man.
I don't know how you can
get. We are excelling. Yeah.
He's spitting, I'm swallowing.
So. And there goes all the NPR stations off of our list.
So this is the Fusion Series releases combined older source whiskey and a younger bourbon, which has been distilled and aged by Bardstown Bourbon Company. And it shows a range of mash bills across blends, including corn, rye, wheat, and malted barley. The journey of the unique series has been to see the changing flavor profiles as the Bardstown Bourbon Company bourbon ages, becoming more prominent in the blends over time. With Bardstown Bourbon Company's own distillery reaching maturity and the impending release of their Origin Series, the Fusion Series is preparing to take a rest from the shelf. So these are the last of this series as well. And we'll be moving on, as they say, to the Origin Series. So this one is the Bardstown Bourbon Company Fusion Number 7, 98.1 proof, it's 49.05% ABV. It's got a 54% three-year Bardstown Bourbon, a 75% corn, 21% rye, and 4% malted barley. It's got a 10% three-year-old Bardstown with a 60% corn and a 40% rye, and a 6% three-year Bardstown of a 60% corn, 26% rye, 10% wheat, and 4% malted barley. And then we're going to add in the 20%. So a four grain. Exactly. This is a three grain, a two grain, and a four grain is basically what we got from them. We've got three different expressions of it. Then we're going to add in a 20% 12-year Kentucky bourbon, which is 78 corn, 10% rye, 12% malted barley, and then a 10% 12-year Kentucky bourbon, which is a 75% corn, 13% rye, and 12% malted barley. It's interesting that they take those two 12-year Kentucky bourbons, and there's really only a 3% difference in the corn and the rye, you know, that they found that this much makes that much more of a difference. But on the nose, I got some of those traditional notes of your oak and a little bit of vanilla, just a slight bit of cherry on the end of it. And then the palate, the first thing with the palate, it was a little bit off-putting for me. There was something not right originally that was off from it. I had to add a little bit of water.
It just seemed young and green.
But you have that, you know, 30% of it is still a 12-year bourbon, but it just didn't seem like that was enough to bring out the age in it. You know, I think you had the three blended series from Bardstown Bourbon and the 12-year Kentucky. I don't know that it was enough to really change it up and enhance it. And I don't know that it enhanced it as what it should be. So I think that, you know, they've obviously, this was an experiment. They tried this, you know, and they're moving on. I think they've learned from this and stuff. But it's not one that I would go back to and, you know, for them again, which I doubt they're not going to, because they've got their own stuff. But what do you think, Harm?
It's not you, it's me. No, actually, it's not me. It is you.
You know, it's not you, it's me.
All right. Just say the right thing. Say the thing I want you to say.
That's right. What's his name again? Dent?
Mm-hmm.
From the, yeah. Anyway.
The IT guys.
It's young. It's green. That 30% 12-year-old does not offset that three-year-old stuff. I like the weird play they're doing with this four grain and the corn whiskey, but I think it's kind of an experiment that didn't work out, like you said.
They tried it. They didn't get it. They moved on. They've tried. This is one of their earlier fusion expressions, and they moved on. They did a fusion 8, yeah, and they moved on to fusion 9. So,
you know, I think fusion number 1 and 3, I think we liked a lot back in the day. Did we ever taste one on the show? I had one. Yeah, so 1 and 3 were really great. I don't remember. It's just 7 is just a weird one.
Yeah,
and 7's my lucky number, but this was unlucky for them.
Justin, what do you think? Okay, he's done.
If you like silly putty, this is the drink for you.
You guys are dumber than a box of hair.
It's just got that very young bourbon taste.
Yeah, and you know, when you say silly putty, that reminds me
Play-Doh. Of
something that Bob always talks about, plumber's putty. That young floral note.
Well, you get that rye.
More in rye. But this is just got that young note. Didn't work for me.
I thought it was interesting, though. You know, it's young, but it was definitely an interesting blend. And I can really pick up that four grain. I can definitely get that. Because if you've had enough four grain whiskeys, they have a particular flavor profile to them. You can definitely sort of pick that up mid palate. But all in all, you know, an interesting whiskey.
You bourbon geeks and your four grains.
And these are all, you know, these are all experiments. So, you know, not too shabby. So we're going to be rating the Bardstown Bourbon Company Fusion number 7, 3 sips.
Interesting.
I think you're being generous, Bob.
Yeah, I let you in.
Bob, tell us about the next one.
I wanted to lock the door, but they said, let him in. I'm like, whatever. All right, so our next one is the Bardstown Bourbon Company Fusion number 8. And that is 95.5 proof, 47.75% ABV. Let me grab it. So it's 12% 4-year-old Bardstown Bourbon Company whiskey, 75 corn, 21 rye, 4% malted barley, 58% 4-year-old Bardstown Bourbon Company whiskey, which is 70% corn, 18% rye, and 12% malted barley, and 30% 12-year-old Kentucky bourbon, 78, 10, and 12. So
same 30-70 blend,
yeah.
Their stuff and ours.
Yeah. But again, 70 base on that 12 and then moving stuff around on the top. An extra year's worth of age on the BB Co. Whiskeys. So it's got a nice...
BB Co.? You're like that with them? You're like your buddy? They're your buddies? You call them BB Co.? I call it the Bardstown.
Well, they like me, not you, like most people. Yeah.
Including, he's got nicknames. He's got
including your parents and your brother and your wife and your kid, but we won't go there. It's got a nice golden color to it on the nose. That corn has definitely went down a considerable bit from the last one with the 3-year.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, more of the classic bourbon nose. It's got that sugar. It's got that vanilla.
What a difference a year makes. We go from...
Yeah, from a 3-year...
3 to a 4-year-old Bardstown.
And it does make it some. It does make it better. Not a great deal better, but it is noticeably better.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's got a nice smooth palate to it. It's got a good tongue coat. You get the flavor all over the tongue, front, back, and sides. It's a little bit of brown sugar, a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of oak in there. Get a little bit of a floral note on the back palate. It's got a medium long finish. Nice blend, nice whiskey. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, I could definitely tell the difference, and I just tried them both side by side, and there's so much notable. Like, I think they might even have these in there. You know, they've got a nice blending room there, and they've got all this stuff on the table, and they may even have these, you know, side by side on the table tasting them themselves, and a real big noticeable difference in the two. And this one is such an improvement over the last one. It's not there yet, but it's an improvement. It's not, when I say not there, it's still a little bit young and off-putting, and I don't think that the 12-year made...
I disagree. I don't find this one off-putting at all. I actually think I would go out and buy this one, whereas I wouldn't buy the last one.
The other one? Yeah.
I don't... This is not off-putting. I guess, I like the young flavor here.
I guess not off-putting. It's just an off-flavor. It's an off-flavor profile, I guess. A little bit off-flavor profile, more likely. is what I want to say about it.
It's got to be old for you. It's gotta be
no, it doesn't have to be old for me. And this shows it. I mean, because we're taking.
I mean, as old as he is, there's not that much out there that's considered old for him.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, good Lord, look at him. If I sawed him in half, it'd take me an hour to count the rings. What do you think, Justin?
So, Bardstown Bourbon Company had a bourbon finished in prisoner wine. And when we first poured this, it really reminded me of that. I got wine on the nose, wine on the body, and there's no wine involved in this spirit at all. But when air hit it, after about a half hour, 45 minutes, that disappeared. So for that reason, I found it was pretty interesting.
I didn't get that wine note at all earlier.
No, I think the wine note's on our next one.
That wouldn't shock me at all.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Also, I took longer to get to mine.
Yeah.
I take time with my tasting notes. These guys speed right through them.
Well, I mean,
take my time to do them wrong. So Justin, I take offense.
Justin can only write so fast with that crayon. I mean, once that point's gone, then it's like round and it's really hard to write. So
there's only so much Elmer's glue to sniff. Yeah. So come on.
He was at Fusion 9 and we were still on.
Yeah. You guys are just all behind me.
He was at Fusion 9 and we were still on the Scott show that we did before this one. So, all right. Well, we're going to be rating the Bardstown Bourbon Company Fusion number 8, 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our last one from the folks at Bardstown Bourbon Company. So, Mr. Happy, that being you.
Harmeet.
That's good old boy Harmeet, too.
You're a complete bastard and we'll hate it.
I really thought Justin was finishing the show off. No, it was me. Oh, no. It was my turn.
Oh, no. You guys want to brave that? I'll do it. Don't dare me.
He was on this whiskey about an hour ago.
Obviously, I'm prepared for this spirit.
Before he does it, should we just like take a moment and make sure that he knows what he's doing? I mean, just here. Hold on.
For I am a sinner in the hands of an angry God. Bloody Mary, full of vodka, blessed are you among cocktails. Pray for me now at the hour of my death, which I hope is soon. Amen.
Okay, I think we've invoked to gods. We'll let harm go now.
Oh, you shouldn't let me go. Do I have to do this one?
Yes.
Okay, look. The Bardstown Bourbon Company, Fusion number 9. The final Fusion, before we move on to the Origin Series, 96.8 proof or 48.4% ABV. 48% four-year-old Bardstown, 75% corn, 20% rye, 21% rye, 4 malted barley, and 22% four-year-old Bardstown, 60% corn, 26% rye, 10% wheat, and 4% malted barley, a wheat weird four-grain, and 30% 12-year-old Kentucky bourbon, 75% corn, 13 rye, 12 barley. I believe that is... Do we know who that is?
Nope.
Actually, I can't. All right, fine. The color is a beautiful copper. Sorry, I'm far away from the microphone. The color is a beautiful microphone. It's a beautiful microphone. It's been a while, kids. And this has the best nose of these Bardstowns, I think. It's gorgeous with golden raisin and cherry and caramel, and the palate is medium with loads of corn, again, vanilla, a little bit of sweet spice to it, and the finish is medium. I enjoyed this.
Yeah, this one, when I first sipped this one, I was like, what is this finished in? Because I would have swore that it was a finished barrel. But I have all those other notes that you have, but I just thought it was in a finished barrel and stuff. Bob, you want to finish this off with this?
Well, I don't want to let Justin do it because he thinks he's drinking scotch. So, you know, well put together. Again, this one shows a little more maturity than two series ago with the 3-year. I can, again, taste the 4-grain. So, yeah, a well-done effort. So we're going to rate the Bardstown Bourbon Company Fusion number 9, 3 sips.
Interesting.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Justin's over there going, thank God.
No, we're saying that.
So I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
It was a pleasure. Yes, it was just a pleasure.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. I hope you get better scotch in the next show.
Well, we'll see. Like I said, he's still waiting for Daddy to take him to Napa, so he's trying to figure this one out. Don't worry, I got you. We'll be drinking wine in a couple of days. So, and thank you, Harm.
How come I don't get to go to Napa, Bob? What's going on with that?
Hold on.
It was supposed to be a surprise.
You're a complete bastard, and we'll hate you.
Let me find another one.
You guys are dumber than a box of hair.
Okay, there you go. There's your reason why.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I just had a great time up in Disney last week. It was good. Everybody should go and eat at Morimoto. I'm telling you.
Well, this is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.